The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Sweetie, it's time to wake up. In this episode of The Chalene Show, I share with you tips to becoming a morning person, specifically how to get your butt up out of bed when your bed is so comfy cozy and the sheets are so delicious and all that chaos awaits you just outside your covers. How to become a morning person in 10 simple steps. This episode of The Chalene Show.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
You know it's true. The early bird does get the worm. You feel better when you wake up early. You know you do. But how do you get yourself to do it if you're not naturally a morning person? You know, it's funny. I'm not naturally a morning person. I don't wake up the same way Brett does. He's like legit a morning person. I'm a nighttime person. If I thought it was healthy for me, I would stay up very late. That's when I feel the most creative. It's when I'm most engaged. It's when I feel the most present. It's very strange. But nonetheless, I love waking up early. I love waking up early because I love the way it makes me feel. It's not natural for me to wake up early. I don't automatically have high energy. And that's why I thought I would record this podcast, because it doesn't come naturally for me. I thought I would share some of the simple strategies that I use that have helped me to enjoy getting out of bed early. This is really simple stuff. All of these tips are things you can do tomorrow morning and start your day with energy. Number one, set an alarm on your phone and then set your phone far enough away from you that you have to get up out of bed to turn the alarm off. Now, while we're talking about alarms, I think it's important to note that the type of alarm that you use can have a dramatic impact on the energy and the mood that you're in when you wake up. You've all heard that alarm. Yeah, that one. The one that basically jolts you awake and it puts me in a bad mood just hearing that sound effect. There's that alarm, and I think all too many people use that alarm and they hit snooze as quickly as possible. And it's just, frankly, an awful way to start your day. I recommend a couple of different options. Number one is using an alarm where the sound comes in gradually, where it begins over the course of 5 minutes, just slowly playing a little bit louder and a little bit louder and a little bit louder. And before long, you can't sleep through it, but it's subtle enough that you wake up in your own due time, but over the course of 5 minutes. I use an app called Relax Melodies. It's got so many cool functions. It's got sound effects like crashing waves or a fan or white noise, like all these different awesome sound effects. And it's got really great features and functions for alarms. I use a very soft chiming bell that increases with intensity and volume over the course of 5 minutes. So sometimes I sleep until it's like it gets pretty loud. Sometimes it's just very, very light and I wake up. What it does is it allows you to wake up more naturally in your sleep cycle. Number two, drink water before you go to bed. Now, if that's a problem for you because you think you'll be getting up in the middle of the night, well, then don't do it. But it's something to experiment with, because oftentimes, this is just a trick that works for me. I haven't heard somebody else give this recommendation before, but it works for me. I drink water before I go to bed. And because of that, when I do wake up and I think to myself, oh man, I should just, you know, grab my phone, hit snooze, and go back to bed, I can't, because I literally am uncomfortable when I wake up, because I'm like, I need to use the ladies' room immediately. I don't know if that's going to help for you. If it disrupts your sleep in the middle of the night, then don't use it, but you could try it. Number three, Set a timer on your coffee maker so that when you do wake up, you've got something to look forward to. Your coffee is already ready. In fact, you can smell the aroma of fresh brewed coffee, and that alone might wake you up. How amazing to wake up and instead of being, you know, awoken by this loud, annoying alarm, you actually wake up naturally because you can smell that delicious coffee brewing downstairs. Number four, an accountability partner. Now, I'm not talking about you inviting someone over for a sleepover. I'm talking about having a specific reason why you need to wake up at that time because you're going to meet somebody else. And oh, this is not going to surprise you, but you know what you really need to do? You really need to exercise in the morning. Listen, I'm not a morning person. That's not when my energy is at the highest, but that's the only time I'm going to get my workout in for show. For shizzle. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's when people don't need you. You're going to have so much more clarity and productivity. And you've heard this from me a million times. And you're like, Shalene, you sound like a broken record. But dude, it's like, it's so true. And why not kill two birds? I don't like that phrase. Why not do double duty and not just wake up and get your workout, actually wake up and spend some time with a quality friend? Your friend who also wants to do a power walk with you or a workout or a run or cycling or whatever it is. Like, when you have somebody else who is relying on you to get up at that time, you get your butt up out of bed. Number five, use the 5-4-3-2-1 technique that Mel Robbins teaches in her book. It's so simple and it's so basic, but it works. It really works. You simply tell yourself, when I get to one, I'm going to launch my body out of this bed. There are no excuses. There's nothing else that's going to happen. When I get to number one, this body is not in this bed. When you wake up, and as soon as you start counting down from five, by the time you get to one, it's launch time. Get your butt up out of bed. Number six, have something that you're looking forward to. For me, that is a podcast. I either listen to some type of a learning program, like an online academy or a podcast, and I pick that out the night before. Sometimes it's a book on Audible. Whatever it is, I pick it out the night before so that when I hear my alarm go off, I'm already in a good mood because like that puts me in a good mood. I love consuming information. Obviously you do too. You love podcasts. So tonight before you go to bed, pick out whatever podcast of mine, just kidding, whatever podcast or audiobook or, you know, educational program that you want to listen to, pick it out tonight before you go to bed so that when your alarm goes off, you're like, oh yeah, this is going to be fun. I get to soak up my favorite information. Number seven, go to bed early. Yeah, shocker. It's actually a lot easier to have energy and to pop up out of bed with speed and enthusiasm and in a good mood when you've had an adequate amount of sleep. And the only way that's going to happen is if you start creating a better bedtime routine. Go to bed early, put your phone down, turn the TV off, turn on a sound machine, put on a sleep mask, whatever it is you need to do to get smarter sleep. If you don't know how to sleep smarter, I encourage you to listen to my episode with Sean Stevenson on how to sleep yourself thin. In that episode, we talk about everything related to how to sleep smarter. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have to get 8 hours of sleep, but how to get better sleep. In fact, I will link to that previous episode in my show notes. Number eight, make your room a little brighter. Now, I'm giving you that tip, even though that's one I can't use. If there's any light in my room whatsoever, the second a little bit of light enters my room, I'm awake. So we keep our, you know, room completely blacked out and I wear a sleep mask. And that's because I sleep, this is too much information, but I mean, we're friends. I sleep with my eyes kind of like a little slit open. It's very creepy. My husband says, I can't tell if you're like looking at me or if you're asleep. I mean, they're not like wide open, but they're like kind of like lazy half open. So you can imagine if there's any kind of light in the room, it will dilate my pupils and I wake up. But for some people, just drawing your shades a little bit the night before so that your room is kind of dark, but it starts to lighten up as the sun comes up, that might be the perfect way to wake up. It's like a gradual light up alarm clock, which is another option. So if you don't want to use, or if you can't use the blinds because maybe your partner or your spouse or whoever you're sleeping with, maybe they don't want the blinds up, I make myself laugh. I'm so sorry. Well, if that's not an option, what you can use instead is a light up alarm clock. And these are pretty cool. You can find them on Amazon. And basically what they do is at the time that you've set for your alarm, and it's much less painful than a loud alarm sound, but at the time that you set your alarm, it just slowly starts to brighten to the point where it can get pretty bright. So if you put it right by your side of the bed, it's likely that it will wake you up and not your partner. Number 9. Create a new story. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, if you are always saying to yourself and to other people, I hate waking up. I'm not a morning person. I don't like to wake up early. I hate getting out of bed. That's the story you're telling yourself and the world. And you're going to live up to that. You're living up to your own story. So change your story. Say, you know, I used to have a tough time getting up. Now I love waking up early. I really enjoy seizing the day. I love waking up early and listening to the Chalene Show. You know, tell a new story and repeat it over and over again, because what it is we repeat to ourselves becomes our reality. Number 10, celebrate small wins. So maybe you find yourself most days getting out of bed around 7:30 or 8, and you'd really ideally like to start your day at 6:30. And maybe you set your alarm every day at 6:30 a.m., you plan on working out, and every day you hit snooze repeatedly until 7:30. Well, rather than going from 7:30 to 6:30, how about setting more achievable goals? Just 10-minute increments. So tomorrow morning, instead of hitting snooze until 7:30, just set your alarm for 7:10. Do that for a week. Celebrate that win by buying yourself a fancy sleep mask or a silk pillowcase to protect your hair. Then the following week, move your alarm up just another 10 minutes. Now you're waking up at 7 a.m. And continue doing this each time, celebrating your small win, congratulating yourself, making a big deal about it, but also recognizing that 10-minute changes are doable. Show yourself grace. And before you know it, you are going to be a high-energy morning person. I've convinced myself that I am. I'm not one naturally, but I've trained myself to be one. And you can do this too. I know you can. And I want to hear about it. So you can tell me, you can update me and let me know how that goes. You can do that a couple different ways. You can leave me a message on SpeakPipe, which is a little app that we have on our website that allows you to record me a voice message. You just go to ShaleneJohnson.com/SpeakPipe. Or of course, you can hit me up in the socials. You know, I love my Snapchatters at the moment. I love my Facebookers. I love you all, but I tend to, at the moment, this is being recorded at the end of August 2017. I'm totally into Snapchat. I'm sure it'll be something different 2 months from now, but at the moment, it's Snapchat. Other than that, you know how to reach me on the socials. I also love my Instagrammers. But a great way to do that is by leaving me a voicemail on SpeakPipe or letting me know in a recommendation on whatever app you're listening to this podcast. So you can write a review for each individual show. So if this show is like really hit home for you, I have to tell you, that's the ultimate gift, is when you write a review about a specific show. Oh, I love you. So if you do leave me a SpeakPipe, let me know if you've left me a review, because I will probably figure out where you live and come over to your house and give you a big hug. Anyways, let me play a SpeakPipe message for you now so you can take a listen to what they sound like. And thank you in advance for leaving yours. You know why? I just love you. You are thebomb.com.
Hey, Chalene, this is Kelsey. I'm a new mom of twins, calling you from St. Albans, Vermont. My twins are 3 months old, and I found your show when I was trying to get back into shape. And I subscribed to your podcast because you were under the lifestyle category, health and fitness. But I've been so pleased by listening to your podcast because it's so, so much more. You are such an inspiration. I love how much passion you have for life and that you view health and fitness not about something that has to do exclusively with body image, but about seeing value in yourself and living the best life you can live and focusing on physical, mental, spiritual, human as a whole. It's so significant to me. And I couldn't thank you more for what you've provided me with. It was exactly what I needed when I was struggling with my self-confidence post-baby. I wanted to let you know that your episode, I think it was 161, on raising confident children changed my entire view on how I plan to parent my girls. I grew up with very supportive, complimentary, loving, wonderful parents, but my mom was consumed by her body image my entire life, and thus I have fallen trap to that same pattern, and I had twin girls, and I do not want for a single second them to think in their lifetime that any part of their value is based on how they look. So thank you for delivering that message. It was so powerful. You are absolutely an angel, and you definitely got yourself a new lifer. I plan on listening to all your old episodes and anything new you put out. Keep being amazing. And as you would say, you really are thebomb.com.
As you may know, I've been researching for over 2 years the ideal diet for everyone. And what I've found is remarkable. People have been getting outstanding results. 25,000 individuals have tested this diet thus far, and the results are jaw-dropping. This program is soon to release, and you want to be first to know about it. To get on the wait list, please go to dietbetatest.com.